Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer, John chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. It reads, Jesus said, Make the people sit down. Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost. So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of 5 barley loaves, left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. Notice how much bread and fish were left over. 12 baskets, one for each disciple. God was sure to provide for the disciples as well as for the 5,000 listeners. God may ask us to tackle some pretty big tasks in our lifetime. Raising children, caring for parents, high-pressured careers, forgiving someone who has deeply hurt us, trusting that He will be with us in all sorts of critical moments. Scripture reminds us over and over again that God will not ask us to do something that He has not equipped us to succeed. I believe the tension comes when we don't have this level of trust, so we doubt, or we step back in fear, or perhaps our image of success does not match God's image of success. We see what is, God sees what could have been, and what is possible. I invite you to join with me today on reflecting on what God may be asking of you. Are you resisting because you don't feel that you're the right person? You don't have the skills to do what is being asked? Are you shying away from a change because it seems unclear or impossible? Or perhaps you don't feel worthy? Ask God to show you the path, to give you the courage, the faith, the trust to make a bold move for His glory, and watch how He provides. Today's closing prayer may be found on the top of page 573 of the Book of Common Prayer, a collect during the consecration of a church. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for the gifts of your people and for the work of many hands, which have beautified this place and furnished it for the celebration of your holy mysteries. Accept and bless all we have done, and grant that in these earthly things we may behold the order and beauty of things heavenly. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for new daily devotion or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotion in your inbox. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that He may live in us and we in Him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.